One of the exhibitors here at the National Farm Machinery Show is Dwayne Leslie with FarmAuctionGuide.com. Well, it's great to get to meet you finally, Dwayne. We've been following each other online for a couple years now, and with FarmAuctionGuide.com, which you have on display here, why don't we just start there and tell me a little bit about this website and this business and how it's going.
Yeah, FarmAuctionGuide.com, we've been around since 2001, and we've established ourselves as the largest farm auction calendar on the internet. We work with nearly 500 auctioneers from all across the continent, both in Canada and the U.S., and we've advertised over 32,000 auction events in the last 5 years, so it's gone over very well. This is our second year here at the National Farm Machinery Show, and it has gone very well the first 2 days of the show. I think attendance was a little slow on the first day with the weather issues, but it certainly picked up on the second day, and the third day here we're off to a great start.
Well, explain a little bit about how Farm Auction Guide works.
Farm Auction Guide is a website that allows farmers and non-farmers as well to be able to find upcoming auction sales. So rather than squinting through their local newspaper that still only covers their local area, they're able to go online and browse sales from all across the continent, as well as search for specific items. If they're looking for something unique, antique tractors, or just large equipment that might not be the usual in your local area, they can go online, find an upcoming sale that has this, and then be able to contact the auctioneer directly, or a lot of the sales also have live webcasting available.
So we find this at farmauctionguide.com, obviously, but you, besides having the listings, which are searchable, you're also blogging too, right?
Yeah, we started up last year a blog, I guess, which we post a lot of interesting sales and press releases from auctioneers who are doing some interesting stuff, and also a little bit of coverage of different events that we're attending and just unique items that you don't often see a lot of times, I guess.
Well, I just always like seeing somebody using that mechanism and integrating it with their online strategy. Something that you have new, which I really want to talk about a little bit more, is called farmerfeeds.com. Why don't you give us an overview? This is a brand new website.
Yeah, it's actually only been prime time for a couple weeks now. And what it is an aggregate website for all of the farm podcasts and audio and video content that's becoming available. Rather than having to search through iTunes or a lot of other areas to find this content, we wanted to build something that was specific to agriculture, that the farmers and the farm media can go to and be able to find exactly what they're looking for. It's updated every 10 minutes with the newest content coming to the top of the page so that people can always find what's the latest that they need to be listening to.
How are you monetizing that, or do you have plans to?
We really don't have a great business plan for this particular site. It's more of something that I wanted myself, so I had my programmer build over a couple weeks' time, and it's just something that I wanted myself more than anything, because a lot of the things that we've built over the years have come from our own frustration at finding things. For example, farmauctionguide.com would never have existed if it wasn't for the fact I couldn't find the auction sales that I wanted to find. So I thought if I'm having trouble finding podcasts and farm media audio files and things like that, I'm sure there's probably others out there in that same boat. So we decided to build it and see if anybody shows up.
Can with farmerfeeds.com, you're aggregating those that you find, and I'm sure we'll keep adding too. It lists the most recent feeds, like you said, updates them. Does it allow people to listen right there to those feeds?
Certainly. They can click on the audio file and download it immediately right to their computer and listen to, or they're also able to grab the RSS feed and be able to put it right into their MP3 file aggregator or into their iTunes program and have it even then immediately on their computer when they want it, or be able to put into their iPod or their MP3 player.
Well, with all that you're doing online, besides farmerfeeds.com now and Farm Auction Guide, and I know you have a number of other websites as well, this is probably a staff of 100, 200 people that you've got working for you?
No, we're fairly lean and mean little company, so we've actually, including myself and my wife, we have 5 employees, so and it's worked out very well. Five years ago, I would never expect it to be where I am today, and 5 years from now, I have no idea where we'll be, but it's going to be fun along the way, I'm sure.
Well, it sounds like you're not only doing well, but having a lot of fun doing it. Anything else about what you're doing that you might want to point out to people while we're talking about it, other than the knee site?
No, we also have another site which started it all, I guess, for us, was prairielinks.com. It's been around for nearly 10 years in a couple different versions, and basically why we started that back in 1996 was we were involved with the issue in Western Canada about the Canadian Wheat Board, and we were kind of disgusted at some of the media coverage at the time being very left-leaning, I guess, toward the monopoly position, and we just started a little website just to post information showing the other side and how farmers were getting thrown in jail at that point in time because they wanted to sell their wheat. So that was basically how it all started, and 10 years, 11 years now, we've come a long ways. So
do you, I probably should ask this to start with, but you farm as well?
Yeah, I farm 2,500 acres just outside of Portage la Prairie, Manitoba. So I still farm with my dad, so that allows me to have time in the winter to do a lot of marketing and a lot of other off-farm projects where my dad can look after things all winter. And then when comes seeding time and harvest time, things like that, I can concentrate on the farming and my other businesses sort of look after themselves.
So which one is the hobby, the farmauctionguide.com or the farm?
Depends what time of year it is.
All right. Well, it's sure great to get to meet you here finally, Dwayne, at the National Farm Machinery Show, and I'm sure we'll run into each other again out on the road. From the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.